Dad and Claude still had chores to do even with the bad conditions. They had to feed the cattle, milk the cows twice a day, bring the wood in, keep the river open so the cattle could drink, and many other chores to keep things going during those stormy cold times. The milking was done at the barn in the cold of the winter. Dad and Claude would have to take a lantern with them in the evening in order to see the milk. I love going to watch all that activity, but always had to stay out of the way. Claude and I can remember one year when I was small, when the temperature went down to 46 degrees below zero. When you went outside, everything just glistened and it was clear as a bell. There was ice on everything, and you could hear the air crackle. The river would be frozen, and every so often you would hear a noise. It would be a crack in the ice, and it would run up the river. Also, some of the limbs on the jack pine trees across the river would freeze and just drop off to the ground. Mary Jean and I weren't allowed out in that weather. All you did was stick your face out the door, and it would start to literally freeze. You learned, as I did, never, never to stick your tongue out to get some frost off of a nail up at the barn. I did that just once and lost a piece of my skin off the tip of my tongue. It was frozen to the nail head. Dad and Claude had to bundle up tightly before venturing out, and by the time they got done with the chores, they were very cold. Only their eyes showed through the wrappings around their faces. The very cold weather meant that the stoves were kept going almost full time. The stove in my folks' bedroom was started up during those times. Otherwise, they would breathe icy breath by morning. I just remember staying under the covers until I absolutely had to get up. Then I would run to the dining room, where there was a small closet near the stove, and we could get dressed from there. In fact, we kept most of our clothes there in the wintertime just because it was used as a dressing room both morning and night. Claude had a room upstairs with no heat, and he remembers ice on his blankets when he awoke some mornings. That was no fun. If he happened to have a window slightly open during a storm, he would end up with snow on his bed. I just know that we dressed very warmly and stayed in the house. There was no school. Sometimes we may have lost two or three days of school, which was made up later. When the weather got really cold, the teacher would come and stay at the ranch with us until the weather broke. She just became part of the family, and we would hold class in front of the fireplace. Holidays. In November, we had Thanksgiving dinner at the ranch, and everyone came who lived nearby. Uncle Bill and family, Uncle Doc, Aunt Mitty, Aunt Maud and family, and whoever else happened by. We had a table in the dining room that had five or six leaves so that we could seat everyone except the children at the main table. My mother baked the turkey, made the potatoes and gravy and stuffing, and always made my Uncle Bill a small pan of parsnips, which he loved. The women who came usually brought some of the extras. The table would be loaded, and then there were usually 17 or 18 people who would sit down to eat. When my grandpa was living there, he sat at one end of the table and my dad and mom at the other. When my cousins and I were real young, we had to sit in the kitchen to eat. But as we grew up, we got to go with the grown-ups. My mother would use her best china and silver and her goblets that she had had since she was married. They were in the china closet in a corner of the kitchen and were used just for those special occasions. Uncle Doc sometimes would get a call while we ate, and he would have to run back to Bend on an emergency trip. My mother always tried to see that he got a good meal. Christmas Day was just like Thanksgiving Day. The same people came. However, on Christmas Eve, we celebrated Mary Jean's birthday, first with dinner and a cake. Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Bill would usually be there and stay all night. So would Aunt Maud and whoever else wanted to. After we had Mary's cake, we went into the living room where we had the tree, which had been up for a few days, and we exchanged gifts. The gifts came from relatives near and far, and Claude, Mary, and I always had a wonderful time. We received clothes, a lot of games, puzzles, books, dolls, handkerchiefs, and many other things too numerous to mention. Then on Christmas morning, Santa Claus would come and leave things for us in our stockings. Even Aunt Maud had a stocking, and one year she got a potato and a turkey head in her sock. I think Santa was having fun with her. After dinner, the men would play cards in the living room, and the women would visit until time for everyone to go home. I believe Barbara and I managed to get to stay with each other somehow. Depended on the weather. If it was too hard to drive in the snow, I think she had to go home since we didn't know when we would get to take her back to her home. It was funny how I learned about the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and all the rest. One Friday, just before Easter Sunday, I decided that the bunny just might come by and leave something for me earlier than Sunday. So I put a basket on the phonograph in the living room and waited. The next morning, Saturday, I anxiously looked to see my goodies. Well, there in the basket were three great big turkey eggs. They were brown and speckled. I didn't know quite what to think. I went to the breakfast table, and Dad asked me if the bunny had left me anything. I told him I thought it was odd, but that there were turkey eggs in the basket. He chuckled and didn't say much more. Later in the day, while in the pantry, I noted that some of the turkey eggs were missing from the windowsill where they were kept. Slowly the light dawned. When I questioned Dad, he just smiled. So even though the Easter Bunny still came, and so did Santa, I had a deep suspicion that there was more to this than met the eye. I believed very deeply, and only after some time to think about it did I relent. Well, to me, there will always be a Santa Claus, as he is in our hearts, I do believe.